So, Chevra, in a longer share, we spoke all about Lag BaOmer still, bringing Reb Shimon into the year and Shabbos Kodesh. Let's talk about the parasha a little bit. Parasha's Bahar. I was thinking, how could we not talk about Shemitah? Beginning of the parasha talks about Shemitah, and it's a year of Shemitah. So, Vada, we have to talk about Shemitah for a few minutes. Parasha begins, Dabra B'nei Yisroel. V'martelem kisavoa l'aretz ha'shinunitzin lachem. V'shov saris Shabbos l'Hashem. When you come to Israel, you can have Shabbos l'Hashem. You can have Shemitah that the pasuk we spoke all about Shabbos, right? Shabbos l'Hashem. What does it mean Shemitah is Shabbos l'Hashem? There's different understandings. One, Rashi says it's l'shem Hashem. What does it mean l'shem Hashem? There's far more explain that as being that you might think that Shemitah we do it because it's positive for the field. It's a good thing to let it rest. It's better to have a year off and it'll get better crops next year. If you work it, it's going to go bad. It's too much work for the field. It's overdrive. Just like people need time to rest, maybe the land needs time to rest. So you're doing it l'maisa for yourself ultimately. No. Realize this is a mitzvah l'shem Hashem. I'm doing it because the Kach Baruch wants me to. That's how some explain. But the Ibn Ezra says, Shabbos l'shem means Mamish, he says, Kiyoim Shabbos, Mamish Shabbos. What does that mean, Kiyoim Shabbos? So once the Ber Yitzchak explains. What is Shabbos for? Shabbos is everything. But this idea that Ber Yitzchak says, based on the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, that says, Lo nitin is Shabbos, Elo lasoik b'divrei Torah. Shabbos was given to learn Torah. Again, Shabbos is everything. We spoke more about this every day. Invad the Shabbos, that day to disconnect from the world and be with yourself and be with family, be with the Rabbi Nishalom. But Lemaisa, what should be your avodah on Shabbos? Sit and learn Torah. Because all week long, we have a lot of other responsibilities. And we have school, and we have work, and we have a Shabbos, I can sit and learn. L'nin the Shabbos, la'asuk b'divrei Torah. So therefore what? And Medrash says this explicitly. Comes Shemitah. Shemitah's Kishabbos. Shemitah is Shabbos l'Hashem, you know what it means? Just like Shabbos is there where I'm finally free from my responsibility of the week, so I have time to really sit and learn Torah with no other distractions. Shemitah was the same. 6 years, I'm always busy working and planting and sowing and plowing. A year to sit and learn Torah. Lo ninna Shemitah l'asik b'Torah. Same idea. And by the way, the Chidah is a famous cheshbon. He does a famous cheshbon. That Gemara in Brachos Lamehei that we quoted earlier, Machlekes Reb Shimon and Shmuel, right there it talks about, right there next to it, it says basically, if you look in that Gemara, not in that, right next to that Gemara, Rava has explained that there are 2 months a year, meaning throughout the year we're doing some level of work, but when you're a farmer, there are 2 months a year where your mom is fully engrossed in the harvest, in the planting, in the field. Nisan and Tishrei. So there's 2 months a year where your mamash had no time to learn. Most of the year you learn. But you also work. But 2 months a year, your mamash, it was like for an accountant, you know, tax season, okay? So accountant, yeah, it's unfortunately it's a little longer than 2 months for a lot of accountants. But February, March, mamash, it's like all year long, okay, I'm an accountant, I'll work 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 9 to 7, I have time, I can wake up in the morning, I could learn for an hour, for 2 hours, I could learn at night. Suddenly, those 2 months, it's like, mamish, I don't have a minute to myself, right? Those months of Nisan Tishrei. So every 6 years, how many months are there that I mamish have no time to learn, the Chida says? 6 times 2, 12 months. So after every 6 years, I have to what? I have to even everything out. And after 1 year, 12 months, where I'm mamish sit and learn fully to make up for those 12 months. Thus says the Chidah. Because it's like Shabbos. What do I want to say from this? That's Shemitah. Shemitah Shabbos. You know what this tells us? Chazah, to learn as much as we can on Shabbos. It tells us something else. We have to really cheshbon. That the ikar is that we should be learning Torah. And that vada, there are other responsibilities that we have in life, and whether that be with family, whether that be with work, whether that be whatever that might be, but when we're free time, it's for Torah. Free time is for Torah. That when I have the ability to, I'm la'asoik b'Torah. So whether that's Shabbos, whether that's Shemitah, or whatever that is in my own personal life. Achimei Restum, we know we're going to be judged upon of kovati itim Torah on that time. Meaning, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to spend time with your wife, with your children, with your friends, with your family, with your parents. With Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to spend time with your family, and Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have earn a parnasa, like we said before. Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, in this day and age, based on Klal of Adam, but He wants you to, and you have to put in that time and effort. That's Ratzon Hashem. And He wants you to find time to learn every day, Vad, and try your best to learn as much as you can. But you know what you're going to be judged on? When you're off on Sunday, how much of that time? Now you have many more hours, or at Shabbos Kodesh and you have many more hours, or whenever it is, how much of that time are you learning? When you are available and you don't have those responsibilities, that's when it's going to be. So you could say, Achmezer says, okay, well, I couldn't learn in Koyla, I didn't learn 12 hours a day. Okay, but what about those 2 hours when you're free and you decided not to learn when it was your choice? That's what, when you learn those hours, Kiilu, you learned all day, all night, every day. But when you don't on those, Lo Alein Hashem Yirachim. Lo Nin Shabbos L'Asak B'Toyra, Lo Nin Shmita L'Asak B'Toyra. Let's leave, we're preparing for the Heilig Yant of Shavuos. We left the Torah, the Eish, Alokad V'Eish Num Hashem, the Eish of Lag B'Omer is the Eish of Torah. Let's be mechazik ourselves to reconnect even more. And push yourselves to learn more, to spend more time learning Torah. You'll see, the more time you learn Torah, the more time you'll feel close to Hashem. The more simcha you have in this world, the more chayrus you have in this world, the more you'll be above it in every way. Until we zayche to only be one with Hashem, with the gula shem, gula shlema, with Mashiach l'keinu b'mehera b'yameinu. Have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos
Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Rabbi Shimon Tzadik, Le Kavod Tano Elokai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Le Kavod Tano Elokai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Le Kavod Tano Elokai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Le Kavod Tano Elokai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Le Kavod Tano Elokai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Le Kavod Tano Elokai.